10,000 saw I at a glance.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Jesse?
10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance.
Jesse?
Oh, hi there, Mr. Buddy. I just reading some quotes here.
What was the subject of that last quote there, Jesse?
Well, daffodils. Now, that's by Wordsworth.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Dick Clark.
You know, these old writers, they sure did make a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, Jesse. I was just reading some congressional humor yesterday. Some of those old senators, they're pretty sharp. Now, one of the Republicans defined a Republican as a taxpayer and a Democrat as a voter. He claimed the Democrats are sure winners because voters are growing by leaps and bounds while taxpayers are a vanishing breed. Isn't that humorous?
Not much.
What?
It'd be funny if it wasn't true.
Oh, well, this same senator said they should make an 8-hour movie out of a conversation between Senator Humphrey and Khrushchev and call it The Lynx and the Larynx.
I never met a man I didn't like. Of course, I never met a senator.
Oh, hey there, Leon.
Leon, you've misquoted Will Rogers.
I didn't even know him.
Well, you've misquoted him.
Well, that's not bad, Leon. I was misquoted once in a music education journal.
What's that mean?
Well, it means people take things out of context.
Is that like shoplifting?
Well, I guess it is, but you're damaging a man's reputation instead of his inventory.
Well, I don't believe I've ever been damaged in the inventory. Once on the back.
Oh, you're fighting lost cause, Mr. Buddy. I got work to do out here.
Well, now let's see, Leon. Now, how can I explain this to you? Now, when you misquote somebody, that could be called slander.
It could.
Oh, yeah, and you can sue people that slander you, and you can get money from them, you see? Understand?
Well, how do we do that?
Do what?
Get money. How do you get somebody to do that slander?
Leon, I'm afraid you've misunderstood. I thought you were guilty of slandering Will Rogers. Of course, he's deceased.
Now, ain't you a little bit afraid of accusing him of being deceased, Mr. Buddy? He's liable to sue you.